My boyfriend Ty is a personal trainer, and he is absolutely obsessed with his testosterone levels. I have so much shit in my cabinets, supplements and whatnot, you know, all this stuff to help a man optimize his T levels. Well, I can't complain too much about all the clutter. I mean, I certainly do reap the rewards. Ty is in fantastic shape. He's well-muscled, has a huge cock. He's sexually aggressive in all the right ways. Driven, and he fucking smells amazing. In other words, he is a real man. Real men these days seem to be in short supply. Cuckolding is becoming all the more common. One of my most vanilla girlfriends even confessed to me that she was seeing a guy on the side just for the sex. More and more sissies are out and about flaunting their girly sides. Studies are showing that testosterone levels are in decline worldwide. The average man in the 1960s had far higher testosterone levels than a man today. Of course, no one really knows the reason behind the global feminization of men. You know, perhaps it's a side effect of the rise in, you know, the average BMI. Or it could be the estrogen-like chemicals from plastics leaching into our food and water. Doesn't really matter to me. You see, low testosterone levels is just another way, you know, that you're not a real man. It seems to me that low testosterone humiliation has a place right alongside erectile dysfunction humiliation, small penis humiliation, and premature ejaculation humiliation. I can't wait till I have some pathetic little bitch boy who I can call a small-dicked, quick-draw, limp noodle with no man-juice loser.